Your payroll deadline is rapidly approaching, but you're not waking up in a cold sweat, afraid you've forgotten to pay your staff, because with QuickBooks Payroll, it's all under control. So while QuickBooks is speeding through your pay runs, calculating pension contributions, and managing your taxes all in one place, you can chill like a koala in a hammock.
Search for QuickBooks Payroll. Intro offer for advanced payroll until 15th of November 2019. Visit quickbooks.co.uk for details. QuickBooks. Backing you.
Yeah. With bars and hoops, Lamar and swoops, back alley cats, the backdoor cuts with alley oops, posting up. You on block or Mike and Booth and kick it out to one who likes to shoot. Oh yeah, said we merging them. Got 50 with a surgeon and some throwbacks like Snoop Dogg with Magic Irvin's and some more in like Master P and Dr. Irvin Blender. How about maybe a little Wayne speaking on Bird back then? Balls and hoops, y'all, we hitting up all courts. But now with the sports talk, next we talk all sports, back to it. Got Jada and Jamal Croft, haters get crossed out, crossed up across all actual facts. Points of view that you never seen from your favorite artists, like talking about Devil Green or Gerald Wallace. Whoever's on your favorite team, El Amin on the verse is still great on the name for B&H. Drake's opinion on Spates, one synopsis of Blake, tip on Horford's fate. The fact we giving them straight, the truth they shitting on tape. Who sports makes for a take, so true or you can debate on who you really done rate. Come through it, really be great, the truth, the fact like a state. AAM or Prime 8, please remember, bars and hoops, the center of the hood, make it part of your agenda.
What up, what up, what up, y'all? Bars and Hoops, Steals the Great, Zy Flair.
Yo, yo.
You know, today's episode, we're going to cover a lot about, you know, what happened this past week with the NFL playoff race. You know, things are getting real interesting heading into, you know, the division finals. And, you know, ultimately the two Super Bowl contenders will be decided this coming week. You know, we're going to talk about that. We're going to talk about, you know, the NBA, you know, some of the highlights of what happened, you know, this past weekend. You know, what's happening today with some of the games leading into the big matchup with Cleveland and Golden State. And we're going to round it off with, you know, a little hip-hop talk. So without further ado, man, you know, what you thought about the games this weekend, bro?
I watched some of the Falcons game. Mm-hmm. I just don't see how they go from Super Bowl 1 year, even if they did the biggest choke job ever to...
What you mean, choke?
I'm just saying, from the Super Bowl.
Oh, okay, the choke from the Super Bowl. That's right,
To not even being able to barely win a game. Like, come on, man. Yeah. What are they doing? Matt Ice is getting the blame, majority of it. But it's a team thing. I think the defense has more blame to put around than Matt Ice. So.
Yeah. I agree with that, but just the history of the Falcons, man, like, looking at them in the past years, besides that Super Bowl run that they had when they played, you know, the Patriots or whatever, you know, they've always came up short, man, in the playoffs.
Yeah.
And, you know, I don't, you know, I'm not surprised that they lost to Philadelphia because, you know, the Eagles' defense is real. They got a Super Bowl defense. And they would have been the favorites to me to win had Carson Wentz still been healthy, you know what I mean?
Yeah, that would have been a whole new ball game.
Yeah.
They probably would have blown Atlanta out if he was playing. That guy's good.
So. Yeah, man, you know what I'm saying? And then, you know, Nick Foles ain't a slouch either. Like, he played well when he was there with Chip Kelly, and you kind of seen flashes of what he can do when they kind of tailor the offense to what he was used to his first go-around with Philadelphia. Like, they played it safe. They had a great game plan. He didn't try to do too much. What, he went 23 for 30?
Yeah.
He just didn't have any touchdowns, but he played a hell of a game, and their defense kind of sealed the deal. Even though the score was 15 to 10, you know, he played a safe game, man. He played a real safe game, and, you know, the Eagles' defense and the Eagles, the team as a whole, they came in with that underdog mentality because everybody was trying to front on him.
He didn't have a hard time transitioning back into that role. He came in, he didn't, like you say, he ain't try to overexert himself. He took everything cautiously, and he did what he was supposed to do.
Facts. And you know, I figured that they would win that game. I told my man G, shout out to my nigga G Dope Stacks, happy born day, you know. He lost some paper on that game, man. I tried to tell him, man, like, yo, man, don't go against the Eagles, especially at home. Because, you know, Atlanta's a dome team, man. You know, they're a dome team. Like, most of those dome teams, man, don't really pan out well when it comes down to, like, them tough-nosed games in the cold weather. You know what I'm saying? Julio Jones had a decent game. But, again, they didn't score any more than 10 points. And that's, you know, the Philadelphia defense, man. It's real, man. Like, they made them respect their defense. You know what I mean?
They took him out the game. They just they ran one underneath threw one over the top on them. So going double, somebody else is gonna would have had to beat you.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying?
That's
in
a
that
fact.
Case.
That's a fact. And they did have a chance to win that game, but you know that last minute, the sort of Hail Mary pass he threw in the end zone, man. Julio Jones slipped. And then when he got up, it was kind of too late, and he tried to reach up and grab it, and it just fell out of bounds. But, you know, it was a great game overall. I mean, Saturday's games was, you know, weak because the next game that came on after that was the Patriots and the Titans.
I had to almost turn that game off, man. I mean, it was just too biased for me.
It was too biased?
Yeah, man.
What do you mean? Like, let me hear this.
Dude. A lot of stuff is going New England's way, miraculously, man. And I was just like, some things, some things, Tennessee messed up on themselves. They can kick themselves for that, but a lot of shit that went in there, it's like another call, another penalty. Come on, really?
You know what I'm saying?
Y'all can't get everything. So now they got people in the league complaining that a lot of the calls are going towards them all the time. So.
Yeah, I heard that side of the story, man. I definitely heard that side of the story. They were a little overmatched, though, man. Like,
I didn't think they were
going to
win anyway.
Yeah, you know, Titans wouldn't have won anyway. But a lot of people did question some of those penalties where it ended up, you know, giving major field position to the Patriots early in the game. And that stuff like that can change the momentum of the game. So I understand where you're coming from, man. I definitely understand what you're coming from. And they was playing in Foxborough.
Yeah, on top of that.
You know what I'm saying? They was playing in Foxborough against a team that's pretty much a powerhouse, man. They like one of the all-time great teams.
You have to blow them out to win a game.
That's a fact.
And something the Falcons had but messed up doing on the biggest stage. But, you know, Tennessee, I'm surprised they got this far.
Yeah, that's a fact. They overachieved. They wasn't supposed to make the playoffs, but you know, they made it. That gives Mariota a little playoff experience under his belt. You know, give him a little confidence going into the next season. They got a good running game. You know what I mean? Their defense is tight. They just need more weapons on offense as far as the wide receivers and everything is concerned. But, you know, it was no surprise there. You know, the Patriots handled business. Now, you know, a lot of controversy heading into the game was the whole Bill Belichick, Tom Brady controversy, you know. The whole Josh McDaniels, he may be getting a job, you know, elsewhere, you know, in Arizona. You know, the rumor is Matt Patricia, you know, he's not going to the Giants anymore like everybody suspected, but looks like he's going to go to Detroit.
Yeah.
And it's a lot surrounding that team right now, so this may be their last run.
Yeah, who knows? Because it's mainly him and Robert Kraft.
Kraft.
And Brady got a hand in it too, because Brady was the one. You know what I'm saying? And didn't want Jimmy G there. He wanted him out.
Yeah, Jimmy G. Supposedly. He got a name now.
Yeah, well, I can't. I'm going to say Jimmy G. Yeah, I had trouble with that last name.
Guala.
Yeah. The rumor is he ran to Robert Kraft and he was like, I want him out of here. I guess he feels threatened for his job because the type of dude that Belichick is.
Yeah.
He's going to play whoever's playing the best. He's not, like, committed to that one person. So, if you're playing, and Tom Brady, you're over 40 now. I'm not saying you don't have it no more. You know what I'm saying? But you're limited now. So.
Yeah, facts. He's a sitting duck, man. And the way that the league is changing, he's trying to go to number 45. How ironic, because his man is number 45, Agent Orange. You know, he's trying to play to age 45. You know what I mean? I don't see him dominating that long. And the way that the league is set up now, the defenses are too fast. Linebackers are much more athletic. These guys are hitting a lot harder. I don't see him lasting the 45, but that just showed how much of a sucker he is.
You got to get to him, man, and you have him tap dancing, man. Yeah. That's it. Yeah. Forget him running. Forget tackling him. You got to hit him one good time to make him think twice.
Exactly.
This is what we got. I'll take a 15-yard penalty.
That's
But he gonna remember me. He probably double me on the other side, too. But,
that's a fact.
You know, that Jaguars, you know.
I don't know. That Jaguars team might surprise some people, man. And, you know, moving to Sunday's games, you know what I mean, before we even get to that, the Jaguars, they whip Pittsburgh ass. And don't worry about what the score was. Even though it was 45-42, the game wasn't even that close.
You know what I'm saying? Pittsburgh came in with a chip, talk about they was going to get a little revenge, and basically calling the first game during the season the fluke. So, you know, whatever.
You know what I mean? They definitely, you know, the Steelers definitely slept on these kids, and they opened a can of ass whooping. Tom Coughlin looking real good in Jacksonville, putting together that team, man, helping, you know, Doug Marrone put that team together. But, you know, I'm not surprised, but I hate the fact that Mike Tomlin is getting all of this slack now. He won a Super Bowl, and people out there disrespecting him. He had a bad game as a coach. It happens. You know what I'm saying? He had a bad game as a coach. But we can't take away any blame from Roethlisberger either. Roethlisberger kind of screwed that game up early with those turnovers.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? The interception, you know, it gave the Jaguars good field position. And the Jaguars' defense was hungry.
Yeah.
They hungry. They athletic, man. That interception.
They're young.
Yeah.
They're young. You got a great pass rush and a good secondary.
Come on, kid.
So that's even crazy because now you got to watch out for the monsters coming through your front line.
Yeah.
And then you're trying to look to throw downfield and they covered, now what?
Yeah, exactly.
You know?
Because Jalen Ramsey, he's going to have his hands full against Gronkowski, but
what's
I like
did
the
make
young
a,
boy.
What's name did make a hell of a catch and,
Mac.
And scored? Brown.
Yeah, Antonio Brown.
That was
a hell of
a play he did.
Yeah, he got
that.
Them sticky mouse traps on his hands.
Yeah, the Odell.
Hold on, man. We ain't even going to go there.
He got the Odell.
Odell purposely played without gloves.
He got
to
the
show
Odell.
Everybody.
He got the Odell Gorilla Glue gloves. Come on, man.
Hold on, man.
But, I need to get Dez some of those.
Your man wear those every time he throw up that star.
He ain't got the Gorilla Glue on him like Odell. That's the problem. That's why he dropped. Dropping all them passes.
There we go, man.
He made a hell of a catch. And I was like, oh shit, watching that. So
you make us a bias, man.
What
oh
you
my
mean,
God,
man?
The Odell Gloom.
I just never seen nobody catch like that.
With one hand?
Three fingers and one catch, that, you know what I'm saying? Come on, dude. Your hands ain't that strong.
His hands is the size of catcher's mitts. Man. It's like a bushel of bananas. That's how big his hands are. Pause.
Heard you. You know what I'm saying? But you know, yeah, they were overmatched. Them young boys is hungry, man.
Yeah.
I think they're going to give New England a hell of a game.
Yeah, man. It's going to be pretty interesting, man. I don't think it's going to be a railroad like everybody think it's going to be, man. I think that they're going to come out, get them all that they got, man. You know what I mean? They going to stop that running game. I mean, Le'Veon Bell did his thing, but he didn't run wild.
Nah.
Like everybody thought he was.
Not in the least bit.
And Jacksonville got a running game themselves.
Yeah, I think the whole key to them is Bortles. He gonna have to have a damn good game on the offensive side.
I might have to put some money up on Blake. You know what I mean? Blake looked out for me last week.
He's gonna have to play because you know, Belichick will try to take him. You know, blitz him, throw different packages at him to see where his head at on that offense. So
yeah,
it all depends on him. You know.
And
he's all right, you know what I'm saying? He's a decent quarterback, but we'll see what happens.
Oh, yeah. Nah, it's definitely going to be interesting, man. I can't wait. You know what I mean? This is actually one of the most entertaining playoffs in a long time, and half the country probably wasn't even watching because everybody kneeling with Cap. But, hey,
we're
going to talk about it anyway.
Suspect.
You know what I mean?
Whatever. There's people on my page talking about all season. They ain't watching nothing.
Really?
And then they posting moms from the playoff games of the ending of Minnesota.
Really?
And all of that stuff. And I'm like, well, how would you know? You ain't watch a game.
A lot of frauds out there.
I ain't gonna say no names.
Frauding it.
Yeah, but you know,
fraud.
We already broke that down. How that worked, man.
You
know, Word. It ain't. You know, they still got their money.
Yeah,
you know,
they
y'all
still got
y'all do
money.
What y'all want to do. We can't stop y'all.
Yeah, I definitely ain't gonna knock them, but they still getting their money.
They still got their pay. They pay. I don't give a shit if two people in the stands. The corporations buy tickets in bulk.
That's a fact.
Whether fans go or not, they still getting paid for them empty seats.
That's a fact. That's a fact, man. And people gonna still watch them games, baby. I mean, it's gonna be interesting, man. You know, I'm thinking of throwing a Super Bowl party, man. I hope people show. Well, you know, people gonna show up as free food and liquor. That's for sure.
Black people.
You know what I mean? Black people you know gonna that. Show up. You know what I mean? Shout out to my black people out there.
No doubt.
You know what I mean? I love y'all. I love y'all. You know? Word. But, to the nightcap, man. The nightcap game, man, was
incredible.
Yeah, it was an incredible game, man. The Vikings and the Saints, man. You know what I'm saying? That was a great game, man. And you know that ending couldn't get no better than what it was, man. You know what I mean?
I know that locker room was so awkward at the end of that game, man. Everybody probably Marcus Williams probably sat in the corner. And went, everybody looking at him like, we're going to knock this little motherfucker out. But, you know, he's a rookie.
You dumbass.
Yeah. Like, what was you doing the front flip for, man? All you had to do is even if he caught the ball, just tackle him in bounds.
Yeah,
the game's over. It was no time on the clock.
Meathead, he probably got CTE early. Pause. I take that back. I'm sorry. I don't wish that on nobody.
They might cut him just for that.
Yeah, it happens. It definitely
you know,
Case Keenum, one game away, baby.
Three
like,
different league changes in the last 3 minutes.
Yeah,
yo.
That's crazy. Yeah, that is
Drew
crazy.
Brees played a hell of a second half, man.
I love Brees' game, man.
Yeah, I said, damn, though. I thought the game was over. When we was watching, I said, yeah, game over.
Yeah.
And then this shit, and then he comes back down the field and does that. I was like, wait a minute, ain't nobody in front of him.
Word.
Like, dude, just did a front flip. You ain't even touch him.
Miracle pass, man.
You ain't even touch him.
And I was saying Stephon Diggs all game. That boy got me some paper and FanDuel.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Wasn't a lot, but he made me relevant, you know? Yeah, but it's going to be an interesting divisional championship weekend, man. You know what I'm saying? Like that AFC game, Jaguars, New England, that's going to be exciting. And that NFC game, that's going to be a defensive battle. You know what I'm saying? Between two quarterbacks, Case Keenum and Nick Foles.
Yeah. They're making fun of these dudes on ESPN saying, we ain't got marquee quarterbacks in there no more. No Rodgers.
Yeah.
No Brees. No, a couple of them. They just say, all we got is Tom Brady, Blake Bortles, Case Keenum.
And this is the thing, man.
But the young guys got to come up and have their turn, too.
Exactly.
So, you know.
Exactly. It's like the passing of the guard, man. It's a defensive game, man. Defense wins championships. And every team in this playoffs that's left has great defense, with the exception of New England Patriots.
Yeah.
They just have great schemes. But the Vikings, Philadelphia, and the Jaguars, they impose their will on you, man. And they beat you to a pulp on defense.
They hit hard.
And they got athletic linebackers that can cover receivers and athletic tight ends. So
that's scary. You got 350-pound dude that can run just as fast as you.
Facts.
And you 200 pounds. Like, yo, you serious?
Yeah, man. Yeah,
he trying to take your head off.
That's a fact, man. That's definitely a fact. But I'm looking forward to it, man. I mean, my prediction, man, I ain't going to lie. You know, with the way that everything is going, this happened in Jacksonville before, man, when Tom Coughlin was actually coaching. And Mark Brunell was the quarterback.
Quarterback, I remember.
As an expansion team, they came in and went to the Super Bowl, man. I think that might happen again. So I'm thinking, I think the Jaguars, they have what it takes to beat the Patriots. And, you know,
if
I won't be surprised.
If they beat New England, they winning the Super Bowl.
I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's going to be destined.
That's the only hurdle. If any of them, if New England gets in there, you know, Las Vegas is going to favor them anyway.
Facts.
You know what I'm saying? If they get in there, if the Jaguars beat them, well, they're young, so you might take a lot out of them to do that.
That's a fact.
And then they may not have enough left going into whoever,
Minnie or
Philly.
Man, that's a fact. I'm going to be in Vegas this weekend, too, man. Your OJ, man, I hope I see you out there, man. Have a drink with you at the bar or something, man. Money give Mayweather.
Call, give a call back, OJ. We want to talk to you.
Word, we want to definitely talk to you, man. We definitely want to kick it with you, OJ. The juice. I hope the juice is loose this week in Vegas, man. I hope I bump into him. Yeah, I mean, Money Mayweather, you too, man. I might just come to his gym or something like that, take a little tour over there. But, yeah, and Vegas odds is going to be crazy. I think I might drop a couple dollars while I'm out there. But
won't hurt.
It looks like, to me, the way that it's, if it's based off of destiny, man, it looks like the Jaguars against the Vikings, man. The Vikings would be the first team to ever play for the Super Bowl in their hometown. You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
In the hosting stadium.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That's crazy. After that miracle win, man, it's like, yeah, you got to think that, yo, the football gods is with them, man. You know, Philly, it's just that they operating at a negative right now because they don't got Carson Wentz, man. So
they're going to be playing in Philly, though.
Yeah, they're going to be playing in Philly, but that Vikings defense is serious, man. It ain't no game. Like, that ain't no Falcons. I mean, that ain't no Saints defense now, Falcons defense.
That floor out in Philly is hard as concrete when it's cold out there. So you think you're getting tackled on grass and feel like you're playing on concrete.
But don't forget, Minnesota is just as cold as Minnesota.
Yeah.
Just a little yachty.
But then, right. it depends what they do with that dome. They open up that roof.
Yeah.
But that'll favor Philly anyway. They play outside.
They play outside. It's going to be a hard-hitting game, man. It's going to be a very interesting game, man. You know, this was definitely a dope seat. This was the NFL's biggest win for the year. Like, this couldn't be any better for them. Like, they claim ratings were down. A lot of people didn't watch football.
These games, yesterday were good.
Yeah.
With the exception of the Falcons game, I was just like, man.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
Those games, it's good games. So I'm not even going to hold you on that. So.
Yeah, it was some great games, man. Great action. And it's going to be a dope divisional championship weekend next week, man. I can't wait. You know what I mean?
Definitely.
Word. But switching gears, man. Let's get to a little bit of this basketball, man. You know, yesterday, man, you know, the Knicks played. You know, I'm a Knicks fan. You know, I always got to talk about the Knicks. You know, and they got their ass smacked in overtime yesterday, man, behind Anthony Davis putting up 48 points and 17 rebounds.
At least they went to overtime.
Yeah, they shouldn't have even went to overtime. They were winning. They was winning by 17.
Wow.
Well, man, they was up.
Typical New York.
Yeah, typical New York, man.
Blow that lead.
Blow the lead.
AD's a beast when he's healthy.
That's a fact. And people got the nerve to talk about Kristaps Porzingis is in his league. He's not even nowhere near his league, man. And they showed that.
I don't know who said that.
Yeah, man. A lot of people.
It's young,
man.
Fella, he got game, but AD's a different animal, man.
48 and 17,
he's
bro.
He's a different animal.
Effortless with a handle, everything. You know what I'm saying? Different like a lot animal. Of people don't have that.
I wish Danny Ainge made a run at him. You know what I'm saying? And keep that other guy in Cleveland. Saying, I wish, but you know, wishful thinking.
Oh, we gonna get to that, nigga.
Wishful thinking.
Yeah,
you know
we gonna get to that, man. But the Knicks seem like they are back to reality. You know, they've been struggling as of late, man. The team is falling apart. Porzingis complaining about being tired. You know what I'm saying? Jeff Hornacek don't know what to do with his lineup. Like, you don't play Michael Beasley, you play him. And you don't play him, Tim Hardaway Jr.
He ain't going to be there too long.
No, he don't. He should have never been there in the first place. Phil didn't want to hire him, but Phil didn't want to hire Mark Jackson.
Phil would put anybody in there not to put the obvious in there.
Yeah,
so
man.
You didn't let. He's still there. I'm thinking he didn't have a fair chance to coach because Phil's telling him what to run the whole time. He's never coached that system before.
Yeah.
He's a West Coast coach, so he's going to run a West Coast offense.
Yeah, man.
So back to defense, East Coast banging, do what you do. But you know what I'm saying? He had his chance to coach, pending the end of the season. I expect to be a coaching change.
Man. Yeah, I think definitely next year I think they're going to change coach. I don't think they're going to violate him like that because they didn't hire him. You know what I'm saying? Phil hired him. But I think that, you know, they're definitely going to reevaluate the team. They need to make some wholesale changes. Like, is Porzingis your number one option? He can't hold up a whole season. Like, he's proven that already. Three seasons in, he hasn't even played a full season yet. And he's 22 years old.
Get him some help. If you're gonna make him, if you're gonna keep him there, get him some help to where he's not primarily on the ball all the time.
Yeah. You know? Taking the ball from the 3-point line, trying to break dudes down off the dribble like you're not 7'3". Like, dude, what are you doing, man?
Nah.
And Phil, I don't care what anybody says, he botched this draft pick. Frank Ntilikina is not ready. He doesn't even look like he belongs in the NBA right now. He plays defense.
He had flashes. Yeah, I mean,
like what? 7 points, seven rebounds.
He don't even start.
But whose fault is that?
The coach, I guess.
Yeah,
I mean,
exactly.
We don't know what's going on in practice. So, who is your starting point?
Exactly, Jared Jack.
I like Jared Jack.
But though, come on, man, he's starting now. Like,
I think he plays better off the ball though.
Who, Jared Jack?
Yeah,
he does. He does.
But he's not going to be a starting point guard.
This is what I'm saying.
Over off the guard, whatever you want to call
off
that,
the ball
guard,
guard,
whatever.
Yeah. So, the thing is, like with the number 8 pick, man, the number 8 overall pick, you don't waste it on a project. Like, I mean, even granted, no draft pick is a sure thing.
No.
But you got to go with the best available talent, man. You don't go with a project from overseas that has to come here now at 19, learn the game, learn the culture of the NBA. Like, that was a dumb pick. And he's struggling right now. Like, every time I see Dennis Smith Jr., I get mad because he was right there for the taking, bro. He was right there for the taking. And I be going back and forth with, you know, these dudes on the blogs, Knick Nation blogs. You know, they just be going back and forth like, oh, give him time. You guys are unbelievable. Believe in the process. Like, what process?
Who y'all think Philly, man.
Yeah, exactly. You know what I'm saying? Like,
this ain't Philly.
I'm a Knick fan, but some of my fan base is delusional, man. Like, come on, man. He's not looking better than Dennis Smith Jr. Who knows what he'll be down the line, but I don't see him really changing that much in a year or two. This looks like a ongoing process about 3-4 years from now before he actually taps the full potential.
He doesn't have a veteran guard there to show him. Jared Jack is not showing you how to run the ball, how to set up plays, and how to do that.
Hell no. You know, everybody's sitting up here talking about, oh, well, look at Tony Parker when he first came in. Look at Steve Nash when he first came in. Hold on, newsflash. Don't compare Tony Parker to Frank Ntilikina because Tony Parker played on the San Antonio Spurs that had Hall of Famers.
Coach.
Exactly. And Hall of Fame players.
Exactly.
They didn't have to ask him to do anything much. And he wasn't a lottery pick. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
He wasn't a lottery pick. Steve Nash, same thing. Wasn't a lottery pick. And when he came in, he had to play behind KJ, Sam Cassell. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It's no comparison. You playing behind Hall of Famers, bro. Like, he ain't playing behind no Hall of Famers here. And the fact that he isn't starting says a lot about his game and what he's doing in practice, like you said. What is he doing in practice? You 22. He 19.
19.
You should be cooking, Jared.
He got good size.
That's
like
it.
He shows
long arms.
Long arms.
Good size.
Flashes. A jump shot suspect. But
come on, man. Come on, man. You 6'5" with like a damn 7-foot wingspan. Yeah, he disrupts plays on defense, but the NBA is too good for one individual defensive player to be locking down teams. It's not happening, man. It's not happening. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Look, they in trouble, man. They got a lot of work to do. And at this point,
let's see what y'all didn't y'all just hire a new GM?
Yeah, and that's the thing. Like,
let's see what they do. I mean,
he got to work around Phil's mess. Like, what Phil left him,
he got to clean out. Or work with what the pieces he have. I don't know y'all draft status.
Now we own all of our draft picks.
As far
picks.
As y'all picks and all that. But
we own all of our picks moving forward. We got an extra second round pick from Chicago this
for
year.
Rose?
I think it was the Rose deal. But we got an extra pick in the second round. We own all our first round picks moving forward. But Joakim Noah is still on the books till about 2021.
$72 million.
Wasted money. You know what I mean? Tim Hardaway Jr. gave him another contract, $70 million. You know, he's not bad, but come on, man. It was a stretch, but
did he come back?
He's working for he came back. He's working for his money. You know, I can't say he's not working for his money. KP might not want to stay here.
Working or not, I'm not giving him $70 million.
No. Come on, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like dumb decisions like that, the new GM gotta work around that. Scott Perry got a lot of work to do. What I did like was what he did in that Melo trade. You know, Kanter is serviceable. You know what I mean? He's a double-double machine.
Yeah.
McDermott.
He played hard in that middle.
Exactly. He gave Boogie a helmet last night too. Yeah, he gave him a helmet last night. We ain't gonna forget about that. Shout out to Enos Kanter giving out helmets to Boogie Cousins. You know what I mean? But he got a lot of work to do, man. They gotta figure out if KP wanna stay or not. Cause the way he be talking is like, well, he did something.
New York may not be built for you then.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
The media eats you alive.
And that's what's happening.
Media in New York will eat you alive. A lot of people not ready for that.
Exactly. You could talk like you want to be the man and take the shots and all that, but you got to take them slings and arrows that come your way too. You know what I mean?
Definitely.
And if you're not built for that, man, you might want to go back to Latvia, brother. You know what I'm saying? Go back to Latvia.
Yes, sir.
You know what I mean? But moving along, man, let's talk about the Cleveland Cavaliers and their struggles. Your man IT is back. You know what I mean?
He ain't 100%.
He's not 100%. He doesn't look healthy.
I've seen it.
Yeah.
He's not.
He doesn't look 100% at all. He looked like he's still favoring his hip.
He don't have the bounce he got on top of him learning the system. Yeah. A lot of things being said about, you know, Bron Hogs the ball. And so now they saying, well, you know, that's why Kyrie left, and you know, Isaiah's going to get his shots. So now Bron, to me, looks like he's being extra cautious to not look like that guy. You know what I'm saying? For
he's
them to say we told
that
you so,
guy.
You know, yeah, well, you know, everything can run through you, and if he come in and take the ball out your hands, and you know, Isaiah's used to always having the ball in his hands. So now, are you going to do the same thing with y'all did with Kyrie, make him a scorer, push him in the corner, catch and shoot?
They the same player?
No, they not.
Hold on. Didn't you just say a few episodes earlier, the only difference is that their height? They basically both do the same thing.
They both don't defend well. Uh-huh. Kyrie's more dynamic. Isaiah, you know, they both can score. It's different ways to their scoring, but the same player... Nah, Kyrie posts some guards up. Isaiah has no chance of hell in doing that to any guard. Mm-hmm. So if his jump shot's off, and you know he's going to the hole, Kyrie got a few more ways to score other than that, you know. But on the same player, nah.
Yeah, I can't lie. Like looking at Isaiah, he had no lift on his legs the other day. They was punching his shot left and right in Minnesota, man. You know what I mean? He was struggling to find a rhythm. You know,
LeBron in the huddle screaming on everybody.
Yeah, yeah. And I think everybody know that he's leaving. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And that's crazy, man. Like, I found it hard to believe that he would want to leave. I mean, we don't know for sure if he want to leave.
He did his job. He got one for his hometown.
Yeah.
So, dude going what? Pack it up and go to L.A. Because
his wife.
The rumor mill, they got a house in L.A. already.
That's where they spray painted the N-word.
Yeah, and now they brought a new one, which is supposed to be more extravagant or whatever.
Oh, they moved?
Yeah.
Wow.
They brought a bigger home or whatever. She wants to go to L.A. So the rumor mill was before, when it got out that he was going to trade Kyrie, it was for Paul George.
Yeah.
That was the initial thing. Kyrie got wind of it or whatever. They tried to go through it. When Kyrie had his chance, he said, I want out.
Yeah.
Paul George is a free agent at the end of the year. So is LeBron.
Yeah, because that looked like it's a debacle in OKC as well.
They can't play together.
Nah, they can't play together. They can't. They don't even look like they like each other.
I ain't going to say that. I just say they can't. Russell was better off with last year's team than this year's team.
And that's crazy.
Because you got two heavy hitters on each wing.
Yeah.
And I don't know, y'all just can't get it together. Y'all losing to certain teams that y'all should be beating. Certain teams last year, Russell was beating with the team he had last year.
Yeah, facts. Getting triple doubles left and right.
Yeah.
Now it looked like a totally different team. It's like they playing in the park. All right, you get yours now. You get yours
now. And that's what it was back then with KD. But now when Russell finally got it, he started getting you 10 assists. Started doing, you know, but it took KD to leave. But I think Russell's being too cautious now, so he wants, you do you. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Instead of his just go forward attack, just period.
Yeah.
But Some nights Melo had 8 points.
Yeah, it's looking bad for Melo right now, man.
The other night, Paul George had, what, 6 or 8 points?
Yeah, yeah.
And I'm like, you know.
Yeah.
Or certain nights, they all shoot bad. So.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, is it safe to say it's the coaching? Because how can't you make that talent mesh? Like, it could be the offense, like, just, you know, the way Russ runs things. Like, they don't look like they run a lot of plays. They don't run plays.
Even with them, if the stars have to want to buy into that. Yeah. So if y'all going to want to make it work, they can sit down themselves and be like, look, this is what we going to do. You know what I'm saying? And make it happen. Shit, Jordan and them couldn't stand Dennis and all of that. And once they got him, they already sat. They sat down and had that talk. Dennis knew his job. Dennis went out and did it.
Shout out to the worm.
Yeah, they ain't speaking nothing. So, you know.
Yeah, that is true.
You got to make it happen.
Yeah, Mike ain't want to hang with that weirdo.
Yeah.
He's like, yo, Dennis took a shower yet? Yeah.
All right. Nigga said you can wear a dress all you want. Just come and play, man. Just all I need you to do is grab 15 boards and play defense.
You was wearing red bottoms in the 80s and 90s, nigga? What? With the poom poom shots.
All of that. Yeah, probably in North Korea right now. But
Man, it's great. Yeah, he with Kim Jong. They don't drop a bomb, Kim. Yeah. You know what I mean? Yeah, man. But, you know, going back to LeBron, man, like, as much as I kill him, you know, for his actions on court and the NBA and everything like that, man, on a serious note, you know, with everything that happened with the whole H&M advertisement that, you know, went terribly left. Well, I ain't even gonna say it went left, man. You know, the parents okayed that shit to be put out, but a lot of people took offense to that whole Coolest Little Monkey shit with the young boy. You know, LeBron was the first one, man, to step up and say, like, he's a king.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? And you know, he basically put H&M on blast. But, you know, throughout the history of his playing career, like, every time that something happened off the court, you know, that was a black eye to the black community. He was the first one to step up.
Yeah, he definitely with the I Can't Breathe.
Yeah, first one with the shirts.
With Trayvon Martin.
Yep. The Skittles and the hoodie. First one to do all of that.
I give him that. I kill him worse. Mm-hmm. I kill him way worse. But my killing him is just the stat team shit. Yeah, but other than that, I can't deny all the good things he did off the field. I mean, the building of schools, donation of money to college and stuff.
Yeah, man.
He's did what he's supposed to do.
Yeah, so he's a hell of a philanthropist.
Nobody can say he never gave back. So,
never.
You know.
Never. Like, yeah, he's a hell of a philanthropist, man. And, you know, people won't truly recognize his greatness off the court until he stops playing. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And that's what's so crazy, man. So, you know, on the Bars and Hoops website, you know, we got an article up, man, basically, you know, pointing out some of LeBron's off-court, you know, things that he does and, you know, kind of comparing him to another fellow Cleveland great, you know, Jim Brown.
Yeah.
We all know that Jim Brown back in the days was also at the forefront of anything, civil rights, and, you know, civil rights movement, anything back in the days. So, you know, I found it, you know, I felt like I needed to kind of commend LeBron for that because even though we do kill him a lot, for the things that he does on court, man, what he does off the court for our community.
He makes it happen.
He makes it happen, man. I got to salute him on that one, man. So on that note, salute to you, LeBron, for always constantly standing up and, you know, being a four-figure, you know, standing up with your status. You know what I mean? A lot of athletes with your status will be fearful of doing that, but salute to you for, you know, not caring about status and really speaking
some
up for what's
them,
right.
Some of them just see is I got money.
Yeah.
I could take care of me. You know what I'm saying? They may not even be thinking. And that's not, you know what I'm saying, cool. But, you know, in a certain sense, I can understand if you've been poor and you finally get some millions in your hands, you could take care of your family. You know, dudes, that's the thing, you know, but that's a whole nother subject I'll bring up for another time as far as these kids not getting paid, you know. But
nah, it's needed to be said, but you make valid points, you know what I mean? He makes some valid points.
He
man.
Definitely takes care of what he needs to do, and I'm not mad at him. He got a shitload of money.
Yeah,
and he's definitely giving back.
Facts.
So shout out to LeBron. It's an off the court shout out to LeBron. He'll do some sucker shit at the end of the year and go to another stack team, you know. Him and Paul George will go to Alonzo Ball and, you know what I'm saying?
With LeVar. I told y'all.
Yeah, he might not even go there because LeVar was talking trash about him. Keep my son's name out your mouth.
Yeah, you know, man. You know, yeah, man.
We'll see.
LeVar's a clown, man. You know what I mean? But moving along, man, you know, to the last topic, man, for this podcast, man. The hip-hop game, man. Like,
man,
there's a lot been going on, man. A lot of sucker shit been going on. Like, you know, I'm a Joe Buttons fan, man. I respect Joe for his grind. And
yeah, definitely.
For all of those who know Joe's history, man. You know, he's not one to shy away from controversy, from having beef with Jay-Z while he was on Def Jam to now beefing with another fellow comrade of his. Like, it shouldn't have been beef, but they took it as beef for him and Eminem.
But you know
now.
What? I think they set him up. I watched that podcast with him and Charlamagne.
Him and Charlamagne, yep.
And I think they put him on the hot seat.
Uh-huh.
No, that's your man. So, you know, that's just crazy. I said, Joe, don't do it.
Yeah,
don't do it. I mean, maybe he gave his honest answer,
yeah.
But he didn't come flat out and be like, yeah, that shit is trash. They should throw it in the garbage. Yeah. Da, 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 da. It was blown out of proportion to an extent, and I also heard the diss, the so called diss from Eminem. Joe doesn't believe that's for him.
Yeah.
Bizarre was the first one that glad it came out and said that's for him.
But yeah, Bizarre.
It ain't said no names.
Yeah.
If anything, if you felt the way you're on his label, y'all talk. Y'all got phones, man.
Exactly.
Phones can eliminate a lot of nonsense in today's world.
Yeah.
You go to a record with the effort it took you to go into the studio to write that, it could have took you less effort to pick up your phone. Joe, what's up? This is you know, if whatever conflict,
yeah.
And y'all hash it out from there.
Yeah.
But now it started something crazy, you know. So what now? Bizarre's amping it. 50 yeah. got involved, you know, because
Richard Petty.
Yeah, because M gave him his life.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying. But with 50, basically, you got a little ass whooping coming to you.
Yeah, that shit was lame, man. I was mad when 50 did that too, man. Cause like, I mean, I understand him. You know what I mean? Somebody that did put you on, you know, when nobody else wanted to believe in you.
Joe was just like, where he come from? You know, yeah. Pretty much. Like he said, you know, he apologized to Bizarre and all that, but Joe was like, well, 50, I don't know where he come from, and left it at that.
So, yeah. And I don't understand why he apologized to Bizarre for, because he said he's going to beat his ass.
He said he was going to beat a bigger man.
Oh, okay.
He said, I'll be the man. I apologize to you. Bizarre was like, fuck you, you bitch ass nigga.
Yeah. Wow.
You know, ooh, I can't take a man to wear a shower cap serious, man. You know what I'm saying?
Well, you know. Exactly. And that's the thing, man. Like, you know, they definitely sitting there beefing over something that's stupid, man. If a man can't share his opinion, his honest opinion, in that light, and dudes not take it to heart, it's like, well, then
you're
in the wrong game.
It's like this. If y'all cool and y'all friends, a friend should be able to tell you fucking up, do better.
Yeah.
I don't want yes men around me.
That's
you
a
know
fact.
What I'm saying?
That's
a yes a man fact. Ain't no good to me. So if that's I write, Zai, your album's trash. Okay, now I'm gonna go. Which part you think I was trash? I go work on that.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Anybody can just be like, yeah.
Waving a pom pom.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying, and then that's from that. You know. But, I don't think it's gonna go nowhere like that.
Yeah, I don't think it's gonna go nowhere. It started dying down already. It died down, but I just found it interesting that everybody was quick to run the M side, like, you know what I mean, just because of a man's opinion on an album and a yearly wrap up.
Dude, Bizarre ain't seen Eminem in, like Joe said, you ain't seen him in 15 years.
Yeah, facts. Like,
you know?
Yeah, what you trying to get back on? Like, you know what I mean?
Might have been.
Yeah.
Well, our albums went platinum. Yeah. Well, where's your album at, Shower Cap? You know what I'm saying? Come on, man. Sit your ass down.
Yeah, man. They had them as cartoon characters, man. That whole D12 shit. That's what he tried to do with Slaughterhouse, man. Make them into characters.
Yeah, but see, Royce had problems with them, and Royce was in D12.
Yeah, he's from Detroit.
He's from. He was with them, and
shout
then
out to Detroit.
He went on his own, and then him and M reconciled, and they came back together prior to the Slaughterhouse thing. But Bizarre let his real feelings come out, because then he starts saying shit about, nigga, we never liked you anyway. So now, I don't know if that can be repaired now.
Oh, that definitely can't be repaired.
You know, once you start saying shit like that, then, you know, I was hanging around with dudes that don't fuck with me. Yeah. I can't fuck with you no more. You know what I'm saying?
But that was two totally different eras of Shady Records, though. That's what's so crazy. Like, when Bizarre and them was down, that was when 50 was actually first signed. Like,
yeah.
When Joe and them came along, D12 long gone. You know what I'm saying?
Joe and them like, got on 2010.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Like, D12 was long gone. You know what I mean? So that was just, to me, like a botched attempt for Bizarre to just be relevant, people to even remember him. Because, you know,
get in
you remember
studio.
Bizarre? 16 from Bizarre?
I've never really listened to D12 records.
Crickets. Word up, you know what I mean? It ain't no diss, but damn,
Royce
nigga,
is the only
way.
One I fuck with out of them, and that's that.
Yeah, you know? Man, stay in your lane, man. You know,
Royce out here working, Bizarre just making videos,
facts, with shower caps on. You know what I'm saying? Word. These niggas for nukes. But anyway, man, we had a little discussion the other day, man, about, you know, we always talk about top five MCs, man, you know what I mean? But we never really talk about top five rap duos, man. Like, I think it's a loss. I can't call it art, but it's no longer really practiced in the game. You don't really see too many duos coming in anymore. I mean, you got the Migos now, but do you consider them like really a, you know?
They don't consider themselves rappers.
Raindrops, drop tops.
Throw that shit right in the garbage box. Fuck out of here. Do I look bad and bougie?
Word, you know what I'm saying? It's crazy. But, you know, I just went off the top of the head, man, with a couple of, you know, like my top five, man. You know, you had, back in the days, you had M.O.P., you had Mobb Deep, EPMD, Dos Effects, you know what I mean? Even Helter Skelter.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
The whole boot camp movement.
The whole boot camp movement, Wu-Tang. Like, they ain't duo. That's a large group.
Yeah.
But as far as duos, man, those are the ones that come to mind, man. You know what I mean? And, you know, that's like a loss. I don't know if it's an ego thing now, like where MCs can't even coexist with one another anymore. Because, you know, if you look back at it,
it's more money to rap by yourself.
That's the truth. See? Yeah, and that's what's so crazy. And, you know, that's kind of like what Eric and Parrish fell out over, too.
Yeah, because Parrish was getting all the money.
Was it that? Yeah, it was, right?
Parrish was getting a piece of E's money.
And that's true, because E was really the producer.
Yeah.
But he rapped, too. You know what I mean? Even with Prodigy and Havoc.
Yeah,
like,
Havoc produced.
Yeah. He produced as well, but where they fell apart at was when Alchemist came into the equation. You know what I'm saying? Because P started favoring Alchemist
over
Havoc.
Yeah.
When Hav was the one that kind of made the Mobb Deep sound, and Alchemist came in and kind of like piggybacked his style and kind of ran with it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like that's when Prodigy went on his own to do HNIC, and then, you know, Hav started going through it, like with the alcohol abuse and all this other stuff, man. And, you know, it's crazy, man. So that was like a dying breed of duos, man. You know what I mean? Sean Price just passed away. R.I.P. Sean Price.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Because they was a hell of a duo.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
The Skelter album.
Hell yeah. Smooth and Trigger. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
They came out with Broken Language. Like, they had New York rocking when that came out.
Saratoga
Ave. You know what I mean? Shout out to Brooklyn, Brownsville. You know? But it's just, you don't see that anymore, man. And it's kind of crazy. Like, I don't really count the Migos, but they are a duo, but other than them, there is no other real duos. Like, you know what I mean? And I just felt the need to, like, bring that up. Like, you know, you never see another M.O.P. You know what I'm saying? You never see another Dos Effects. You know, they had the whole game biting their style when they came out. You know what I mean? For real. So, you know, rap duos, man. Hopefully, man, you know, they start looking for groups again and not the individuals no more because, you know, it's a staple in hip-hop, man, to have a rap duo, you know what I mean? But Oh, yeah, and I also forgot to mention CNN. Speaking on that note, we're going to talk about, man, you know what I mean, classic albums, man. This is a classic breakdown. You feel that the War Report isn't a classic. Why do you say that? Why isn't that a classic in your mind? Like,
to me, he only had like three good songs on the album that I like.
Three?
To me, Bloody Money.
Blood Money, Driver's Seat.
What's that? Keep it real with a nigga, keep it real with me. That joint.
Yeah, Driver's Seat. That's Driver's
and
Seat.
And then
Top of New York.
The Tony shit.
Yeah, Top of New York.
And that.
Yeah.
Everything else is just like, eh. You know what I'm saying? And then you're not even writing your raps like that. So come on, man. Shout out to Tragedy, man. You heard? Traz was ill with that pen game, man. Shout out to my man Traz.
Tragedy,
man.
Gaddafi.
Arrest the President can be played today.
Really?
Yes.
I'm black and I'm proud.
Simply because of the president we got. Arrest the President.
Yeah, that's a fact. Saying?
But
that's
shout out to Traz, you know, but I don't see it, man. Everybody on the joint yesterday was what? Nah, man.
It was, you know what made it a classic, man? It was a typical New York sound.
It's and they went out.
Certified gold in 1997. That was the golden era of hip hop, bro. They went gold. Certified gold. And without a War Report, you would have no Nori album.
I could live without that.
Without the Nori album?
Yeah, I
know. Oh, you're bugging. What's that? Nori's a classic.
No, yeah, all right.
Yo, my God, man.
Yeah, all right, man. Yo. He's not whack. He's all right.
See, you judging it based off of lyricism.
Isn't that what hip-hop is about?
Hip-hop is about creativity, first and foremost.
Yeah, but if you're not writing your own way, how's it your creativity, man? Am I wrong? I mean, let me know.
Come on, man, with this writing. Yo, Nori and Trav fell out years ago,
and
bro,
after they fell out, what Nori start doing?
Reggaeton. Nori came out with N-O-R-E.
Reggaeton. You know what I'm saying?
Yo.
I didn't even listen to N-O-R-E. Like, I didn't even listen to N-O-R-E. You know, whatever.
Sniffing niggas on the run eating. Like, I don't believe that you think that Nori that wasn't a classic album. That was a classic.
That was a big hit. That was a huge hit. Do it again. Last album was 8.
But you go in a club. Everybody's going crazy to that. Like,
if they played it.
What? That was, yo.
Nori might have been in the club and slid the DJ a couple of dollars.
Yeah. Yo, you violating Nori right now.
Yeah, right. You know what I'm saying?
Shout out to Nori, man. This guy don't give you no respect, man. What's going on?
I'm just saying, man. Yo, he's not whack at all. He's just, all right.
He's not your cup of tea.
Nah.
Because he's not a lyricist.
And I ain't got nothing to do with that.
But
I like a lot of rappers that are not lyricists. Pac wasn't a lyricist.
Pac wasn't a lyricist.
No. Pac knew how to make songs. Ja Rule wasn't a lyricist, but Ja Rule knew how to make songs.
Yeah, he was a hell of a song maker. See? You know what I mean?
And 50 got that formula. He knew how to make songs.
Oh, 50 nice, though. 50 nice, kid.
I don't know about that, because he might come beat me up. You know what I'm saying? I don't want no problems with you, Curtis. You got it, Mr. Jackson.
Yeah, 50, you have 50 nice, too, man.
But, he's good, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Listen, man, I think that Nori, you know, Nori served his purpose, kid. I'm not going to sit here and call him a lyricist, like a great lyricist. He was an entertainer, man. He was very creative.
He came in at the right time.
Yeah, he did. He did.
If Capone would have stayed out of jail, they could have been greater than what they were. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But that's part of what prompted him to go solo, because Capone was in and out of jail.
So yeah.
You can't make a CNN album if you're not here.
Yeah, it's true. Yeah. It's true. They tried. They did make their second album. It wasn't really
that. They lost their momentum.
Yeah, they did. No. They did. It wasn't that great. It wasn't that great, but it was okay. It wasn't that great. It definitely wasn't a class. I don't even think that went gold. But that CNN, the War Report album, went gold. You know what I'm saying? In the underground scene, it went gold. You know what I mean? But, you know, what about 36 Chambers?
Oh, instant classic. Instant.
Wow. why, in your opinion, was it a classic? But
I could listen to that and not skip one song. Not one.
And it's interesting because that, more than anything, was a typical New York album.
Not one song. The I could listen to that straight through.
Yeah, no question. That's definitely a classic. You know what I mean? It's a classic because 8 MCs got record deals off that one album.
Yep.
8 MCs, kid.
They had to.
That's unheard of.
What money are we making if it's 8-9 of us in the group?
But I'm
we
talking
go,
about...
We, let's look at it this way. Uh-huh. We go platinum, right? Triple platinum.
Yeah.
What you think the payout is for 9 people?
Yeah, that's shorts. That's shorts.
So now... who came out? Meth came out first.
Meth came out first. Joint.
Dirty came out right after him.
No. I think it was Raekwon.
Nah, Dirty came.
Dirty came next.
Raekwon came later on that
Ghost
year.
Ghostface, yep.
Then Ghost.
Then Inspector Deck.
So now everybody do their own. Genius.
Yep, Genius.
Liquid Swords. So U-God. Everybody do their own.
Shout out to U-God. Leatherface.
Everybody do their own. So now you pocket that. That's your shit right there.
Yeah.
Nine splitting the purse 9 ways ain't gonna hurt. I mean, it ain't gonna help too much. You know what I'm saying? The tours is where they got paid because everybody overseas loved them dudes to this day.
Yeah.
So China and all that where they was at, they was getting millions of dollars over there. I was watching something about them on YouTube. Not too long ago, they said we got most of our money overseas.
Yeah, definitely in China.
Yeah,
yeah, they embrace Wu more than people in the States embrace Wu. Yeah. You know what I mean? These kids nowadays don't really listen to Wu. They don't know nothing about Wu. First of all, they probably won't even understand half the shit that they saying. It's 5%. You know what I mean? 5% God body talk.
Yeah,
with that album. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to get my culture cipher, guy. You know what I'm saying?
Shot Meek Lane like a newborn
baby. Yeah. Is she dead?
Yeah.
What the fuck you mean is she dead?
Got all types of blood coming out of his head.
You know what I'm saying? Like shit like that is classic. You don't hear that no more.
Skits.
You know what I mean?
You know what
For
I'm
real.
Saying?
You don't get skits no more. You don't get none of that no more. And the sound of that album was just dirty, grungy, basement music.
Oh, man.
That epitomized what hip-hop was back in the days, man.
You know, most of today's music is happier.
Yeah.
And then you got your little people that do the talk about choppers all day, my chopper, chopper, and all that old nonsense. And then you got the people that's 20 on my wrist, 80 on my wrist, and all of that. So it's like, I blame Puff started all that shit.
The glittery.
Puff Bad Boy fucked up hip hop.
You like when you do that, daddy?
50 got 50. Yeah. 50 went a little...
Yeah, 5th was crazy, man.
Yeah.
5th is crazy, man. But yeah, man, we miss classic material, man. That was the whole point of me bringing that up, man. But speaking of 5th, man, next week Friday, man, Den of Thieves.
Yeah.
That look like it's going to be a real ill movie, man. You might have a classic, man.
I'll see.
Life Transformer he's already filthy. But this one right here, going, you know, now he on the big screen.
I gotta get the storyline. I don't even know what the
The whole storyline is. Them robbing the Federal Reserve Bank, the largest bank.
Oh yeah, I did hear. Yeah.
Another
it's
movie
money
was
that
like
can't
that.
Be traceable.
Exactly.
So okay, all right.
Yeah. So it looked like it's gonna kind of be kind of ill, man. You know
got
what I mean?
My man Joe Butler in there. I like Joe.
Yeah, man.
I fuck with Leonidas. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly. Swarton.
Yeah, I fuck with him. Man.
Yeah. You know what I mean?
And Ice Cube's son is O'Shea Jr. He's getting his feet wet.
Yeah, they say he played a big role in that movie, man. He did like a real good job. So this might open things up. You know what I mean?
Definitely. Bless.
All right, man. Thank you, man. But, you know, on that note, man, you know, just wanted to touch on all that stuff for this week, man. You know, next week, man, I might not be around. I'm being, you know, the hot sun of Vegas. It ain't too hot out there right now, but I'm going to be on the west coast of things, man. Like I said, OJ, man, I hope I see you, man. You know what I'm saying? I hope I see you, OJ, man. We chop it up with a cold one.
Definitely.
Then we had some white girls running wild around us.
I want to talk, OJ. I want to know what's going on with you.
Yeah, man. I definitely want to know what's going on with you,
Shout
OJ.
Shout out to the God, OJ.
Shout out to OJ. You know what I mean? the glove doesn't fit. It didn't, can't acquit.
I want to know if that's your daughter, man. Stop playing.
Chloe.
You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? Shout out to my man Lamar, too.
Yeah,
man.
shout out to LO, the L Train.
You know?
Doing better. You know, we seen you at that Kobe ceremony, brother.
Definitely.
You know what I mean?
Definitely.
Nerd, man, but you know, it looks like the Golden State Warriors and Cleveland Cavaliers are kicking it off right now. So on that note, you know, hopefully everybody enjoys the game. I think that Cleveland gonna win this one, but that, hey, that's just me. Your man IT might go for a big one today.
Nah, they gonna run that nigga.
They gonna run him off the court.
They gonna run him over 1,000 screens. After a while, his legs gonna start hurting.
Yeah, right. Look at that pass, it was terrible. But yo, on that note, man, Steals the Great Zay Flair.
Yes, sir.
Signing off.
Fall in love with the brand new iPhone 11 at Tesco Mobile. Only you. Take amazing photos with Apple's best ever ultra-wide lens camera. You can get the iPhone 11 for just $37.75 a month with no additional upfront costs. What's not to love? Search Tesco Mobile or visit us in store. Tesco Mobile. Every little helps.
36-month credit agreement, rolling monthly usage contract. Subject to status, phase policy applies. See tescomobile.com/terms.
Your payroll deadline is rapidly approaching, but you're not waking up in a cold sweat, afraid you've forgotten to pay your staff, because with QuickBooks Payroll, it's all under control. So while QuickBooks is speeding through your pay runs, calculating pension contributions, and managing your taxes all in one place, you can chill like a koala in a hammock.
Search for QuickBooks Payroll. Intro offer for advanced payroll until 15th of November 2019. Visit quickbooks.co.uk for details. QuickBooks. Backing you.